6:45, quarter till 7. First of all, the good news, it's a beautiful fall morning, man. 50 degrees, plenty of sunshine. It's going to be that way throughout the day. Highs of only 64, 68 tomorrow, but it warms up on Sunday. Highs of 76, near 80 on Monday. Then a little dip on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then going back to near 80 for Thanksgiving Day, so you will need the AC. But come Friday, Black Friday, a front comes through, and highs then only in the mid-50s, and it's going to be that way through Saturday at least. So there's the good news. Then again, there's Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, who joins us now. And I would remind you that Jeff's only the messenger, as am I. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. Thanks for setting me up here to deliver all the bad news.
Yeah,
today,
somebody texted me last night, and I didn't get a nap yesterday, and I was kind of half dozing off. And when I saw this, it's like, you know, maybe you could have waited until the morning to tell me. Tell me what's going on. Tell the audience what's going on with Bryce Underwood if they have not heard, and who Bryce Underwood is.
Well, Bryce Underwood is the number one player in the class of 2025, a talented quarterback out of the state of Michigan, grew up or lives 30 miles away, or 30 minutes away, I should say, from Ann Arbor. And he's a guy that Joe Sloan, LSU's offensive coordinator and passing and quarterbacks coach, really got a great relationship with. And Bryce Underwood last January committed to LSU. And obviously that's huge, that for LSU to have the number one player in a recruiting class and the number one quarterback. And this was supposed to be the guy that would be your quarterback for 2-3 years here in the future. And was very much committed to LSU and made multiple visits to LSU and talked up LSU and helped recruit kids to this current recruiting class that LSU has. But a few weeks ago, Michigan really started to push the envelope here as far as getting their collectives and getting their boosters behind the effort of trying to basically give Underwood whatever it would take in NIL money to have him commit to Michigan and sign with Michigan. Well, that eventually they eventually found that number that they were looking for, which has been reported about $12 million over the course of several seasons. So it's a total of $12 million. And Bryce Underwood made the decision or made the announcement late yesterday afternoon that he decommitted from LSU and is going to Michigan. And during this slump here that LSU's in this three-game losing streak, you've heard a lot of fans here, Tommy, say, well, they're going through a tough time now, but at least Bryce Underwood's coming to LSU. Well, now you don't even have you can't even hang your hat on that. So a really big blow for the LSU football program.
So let me ask you about Bryce Underwood. First of all, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm guessing that he is in the midst of the high school playoffs in Michigan.
I believe they just lost. But this is a guy that's won state championships there before. Just an athletic quarterback with a big arm, could just do a lot of different things. I mean, you don't become the number one player in a recruiting class if you just don't have all the tools. Seemed like a good leader. Seemed like just seemed like exactly what you would want at the quarterback position.
So how does that affect? I know they're talking about this wide receiver from Michigan, right? What talking about butterfly effect? Somebody texted in earlier. What effect does this have on the recruiting class beyond Bryce Underwood?
Well, you have early signing day is coming up here. It's actually in just a couple of weeks. So, there's the possibility that you could have some more defections from this class. I mean, this is the point where you got to hold on tight because NIL offerings are being amped up, and you're making your last pushes here as far as trying to get guys to commit somewhere else. But I think on the positive, for instance, Devin Harper, who is a four-star lineman for LSU, or who was committed to LSU, he just committed to Ole Miss over the weekend. I mean, this kid from Calvary Baptist, he's one of the top offensive linemen in the not only in the state but in the country, the number one offensive lineman in the state. He just went to Ole Miss. So you've already had two huge defections in a recruiting class that was ranked as high as number 3 at one time and now is dropped out of the top five based on the latest recruiting rankings. So this is going to be a tough time. Now, I guess if you're looking for the silver lining, if you can say there's a silver lining in it, you know, LSU had about a $1.5 million committed to Bryce Underwood in NIL money. So now that money is available. So LSU could try to use it and get to flip some guys here in the next couple of weeks as far as flipping their commitment, or they can go ahead and use this money with the help of their collectives and spend big or spend even more in the transfer portal, which, I mean, I think for LSU to have the season that Tiger fans are hoping for, they got to hit the transfer portal really hard. They got to get about, I think, 7, 8, 9 impact players out of that transfer portal to really give them a chance to get in the college football playoff next year.
Do you know where money fit into the Devin Harper decision, or do we know?
Well, I mean, I think money is behind all of this. There's no doubt about that. I mean, and we know based on what we've seen from Ole Miss, they seem to have their NIL machine. It seems to be a little bit more together than LSU's. I mean, just look at what Lane Kiffin was able to do in the transfer portal last year and to help give the Rebels an opportunity to get in the college football playoff. You can make the argument right now that Ole Miss is the best team in the Southeastern Conference. You really could. They got that kind of talent. So I would imagine that probably played a role in it. But you can't. I don't think you can say. I mean, there's no doubt that money is driving all this, Tommy. But the recent struggles here, it just hasn't been a good look for LSU.
No, it didn't help. And we got to take a break here, Jay, Jeff. The only thing I would say, this young man's going to turn 18 years old on August 19th. He's looking at $12 million. That's kind of hard to turn away, don't you think? And whether you like it or not, that's kind of the state of college football now, right? Best team you can buy?
Yes, that's what it is. And you have revenue sharing next year, and whether that's going to maybe even the playing field up a little bit, I don't know. I mean, even when we didn't have NIL, I mean, these kids were getting money coming out of high school. It was all under the table at that point. So, I even with revenue sharing, I think you're still going to have this kind of going on. But still, the play of the team just, that doesn't help. That doesn't help the situation either.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Tim Zimmer brought up a point about LSU and national championships and quarterbacks that I think would give some LSU fans some hope, and that is that the last two times LSU won a national championship, they did it with transfer quarterbacks. So we'll talk about that when we come back. 6:53, 7 till 7, of course. I don't know where name, image, and likeness fit into that at that time, under the table payments, whatever. I don't know. Traffic now, WWO. 6:58 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. So I guess, Jeff, in this new day and age, you get a Drew Rosenhaus or a Tom Condon or one of these NFL agents to be your head coach, and then you just get an assistant coach to handle the X's and O's, right? That's the way it's going to work?
Well, I mean, LSU rehired Austin Thomas, this is his third time with the LSU football program, and he's basically I don't want to say he's the salary cap guru, because there's no salary cap in NIL, but he's the one that's really, really trying to manage all this and see, you know, who should get what.
Salary cap is the amount of money they can raise, right? Yeah. That's the cap. You can spend whatever you want,
right,
so long as you
right.
can raise it.
Yeah, but you still have to figure out how to allocate all your resources, and kind of Austin Thomas is the one behind that. And even Brian Kelly talked about it in the beginning of the season. You know, this has become so much that the head coach really can't handle, and that you basically need to have a couple guys on your staff that are obviously guys that know how to recruit talent, which is Austin Thomas.
Before we run out of time, they beat Vanderbilt or not?
This is a tough game. This really is a tough game. You're facing a running quarterback, and you're facing a team that's very hungry. We'll see what LSU is, I don't want to say made of, but we'll see how much pride they have on Saturday night.